Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And of course, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, friend. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God, because without the Word of God, this would be just another program with some music and some random gentlemen talking. But no, it is so good to be spending some time here with you already. 26th day of May, the last Sunday of the month. And the next time we speak, next Sunday, it will be June already. Where has the time gone? So before the time goes by any more quicker, we are going to be focusing today on genuine worship. We're going to be taking a look at worship and some great passages that talk about worship as well, and making Jesus in the center of everything that we do. So I hope you can join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Despise is forsaking. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou will find soul is there.
What a friend that we have in Jesus. That is Jaden Lavick right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we're talking about genuine worship. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out in all of the earth." Another translation says that the lamb was standing in the midst of the throne. The word "midst" in the Greek is meros, which literally means the middle. And in the meros of the throne in heaven is the Lamb of God, the very focus of heaven. The center of all attention is the Lamb of God. There is so much theology out there these days, and when I come across a new teaching, the very first thing I must ask myself is Jesus in the center of this teaching. If all of heaven is centered on the Lamb of God, how much should every doctrine be centered on Him? And how much more should our lives be centered on the Lamb that was slain for us? Friend, the Lord expects us to test all things. You can read that in 1 John 4:1 and see that they are of God. Friend, let us not get distracted with doctrines in which Jesus is not the center. But on this radio station, Jesus is the center of everything that we do.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Sanctuary.
my days, and I will follow you all of my days. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my
Yes, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, happy last Sunday of May 2013. This is going by way, way too quickly. Yes, I hope and pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Yesterday, we had a chance to go stop by some garage sales yesterday. Got a couple of bargains, but not too much. Not much as I would like, bargain-wise, but we didn't get a lot. But it was nice to just get out and enjoy some family time yesterday. So that was us yesterday. Regardless of what you're doing this weekend, I pray that it's a great one with you and your loved ones. And today, friend, we are talking about genuine worship. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." One Christmas morning, a 3-year-old girl was caught up in the excitement of gifts and giving, and she was picking up, examining, and shaking and guessing what was inside each and every package. And in burst of inspiration, she picked up a big red bow that had fallen off one of the presents and held it on the top of her head. She looked up at her father with twinkling eyes and beamed a smile as she said, "Look at me, Daddy! I'm a present!" Ah, yes, everyone loves a gift, don't we? Including our Father in heaven. In view of all He has done for us, we are to offer Him ourselves freely, including our bodies. In doing that, we will truly present ourselves to the Lord as a living sacrifice. Christmas, of course, is the season to commemorate God's greatest gift, but I think that should be something we do each and every day. Amen. So, friend, as we contemplate the love that has prompted such giving for Christmas, that should be all year round, may our response be one of yielding our lives to Him for His glory. Let's echo the words of that little girl and say, "Look at me, Father. I'm a present." Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and today we're focusing on genuine worship. And worship can be defined as showing reverence and adoration for a deity. Friend, is Jesus the center of your worship?
Sinking sand.
Amen and amen. Christ the solid rock. Friend, how are you? This, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and it, of course, is always a pleasure to be spending some time here with you. And just want to set aside a minute or two to remind you that this radio ministry, Great News Radio, WGNN and WGNJ, is a listener-supported radio station, which means we don't receive government grants, we don't have a rich uncle anywhere, we don't run commercials, we depend, most of our income depends on you. You are the backbone financially to this radio ministry. So, friend, would you consider being part of the giving family today? If you have been blessed by Great News Radio, would you consider being a blessing in return to us? You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give safely and securely at our website. That's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.